Welcome to KRDO News Radio's The Extra, the show that connects you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And it has been 5 weeks or so since Governor Jared Polis issued a state of emergency in Colorado in response to the COVID-19 outbreak. And we have seen the response run the gamut. At first, I think the entire state was in a state of shock and not really fully comprehending what was being done or the impact of what was being done or the reasons why until we started to see those cases escalate. Since the order has gone into place, we have seen a lot of economic impact in a negative way, but we have also seen a coming together of the community. And now with more and more social distancing, we have started to see what appears to be a flattening of the curve in terms of the hospitalizations and deaths decreasing. And we still, though, must be so diligent to make sure that that trend continues. Right now, we know the governor's stay-at-home order is staying in effect, but this public health crisis has impacted us all, and not just one geographic area, not just one industry, not just a single business sector. It has impacted us all. So joining me this morning to update us all on the efforts to create and build an emergency relief fund, we have Mina Liebert, who's the Director of Community Impact for Pikes Peak Community Foundation, as well as Cindy Aubrey, the President and CEO of Pikes Peak United Way. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Shannon.
Oh, so I would like to just tell our listeners, the Emergency Relief Fund is a local fund that's supporting nonprofits throughout El Paso and Teller counties, as well. We have other efforts and resources that are available to those in need. But at the same time, we've also seen a lot of giving, and we do want to update our listeners on that. Mina, I'm going to start with you. Give us a little background on the Pikes Peak Community Foundation. For our listeners who maybe are unfamiliar with their work, can you tell us what the PPCF does, what its mission is, what kind of work it does?
Sure. Thank you, Shannon, for having us on. The Pikes Peak Community Foundation has been a community resource for charitable giving since 1928, so over 100 years in our community. And how we do our work is by inspiring generosity and serving our fund holders and donors, and really mobilizing resources to effectively address social issues facing the Pikes Peak region.
And
so we do that by providing...
Go ahead.
Oh, we provide that by opportunities engaging with individuals and families and businesses to really give in meaningful ways and connect them with causes that are truly most important to them.
And then there's the Emergency Relief Fund. When and why was that formed, and who are your partners?
Sure. So the Emergency Relief Fund was created in response to efforts that happened during Waldo Canyon in 2012, and then also with the Black Forest fires that occurred in 2013, as well as the Manitou floods. And the intention was to bring together partners like the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management and the Pikes Peak United Way, alongside the Pikes Peak Community Foundation, to really be able to activate and provide a one-stop place for our community to be able to donate and figure out how to give in these times of emergency.
And people have been giving. I mean, it's clear that we live in a community that really wants to watch out for one another. We had representatives from the Emergency Relief Fund on a couple of weeks ago, really just kind of at the start of before we had even projected how badly this was going to hit so many. But I understand the Emergency Relief Fund has hit a significant milestone last week. How much has been donated?
Yes, we are. We're so fortunate to have so much generosity in the Pikes Peak region. And over the last month plus, we've been able to raise over $1.1 million from a combination of gifts from our Pikes Peak Community Foundation fund holders, so many individual donations, and a number of private foundations that have come together. And one of those is starting with the Colorado Springs Health Foundation.
Tell us about their gift.
So we are so fortunate to have such huge generosity in the region. And I think this comes from the fact that City Council back in 2012, as part of the City of Colorado Springs lease agreement for Memorial Health System to UC Health, they created this foundation with the intention and foresight to know that a philanthropic resource could really and would really make a meaningful difference towards addressing health needs, and especially during times of health crisis. And because of that, we were really able, this gift activated very quickly the emergency relief funds, and we were able to start granting out within a week of the pandemic announcements. And we've really been able to prioritize those immediate basic needs for our residents in the Pikes Peak region.
Wow, $500,000 from the Colorado Springs Health Foundation. But again, like you said, this relief fund is made up of gifts large and small. Where can listeners go for more information, and if they're maybe sparked by this, to make a donation?
Yes. Anybody can go to ppcf.org, and you can also go to /relief if you'd like. The COVID-19 response pops up right when you go to the ppcf.org website.
Well, we have much more to discuss with Mina Liebert, who's the Director of Community Impact for the Pikes Peak Community Foundation, as well as Cindy Aubrey, the CEO of Pikes Peak United Way. We're going to be hearing from Cindy in our next segment, talking to her about ways that the Pikes Peak United Way is really stepping up to support our community in the time of crisis, because we all know that every aspect of our economic community is suffering, dealing with all of the closures and stay-at-home order impacts that we are dealing with right now. We're going to take a break here on The Extra. We'll be back after this. And we're back with the second segment of KRDO News Radio's The Extra. This is the show that we try to connect you with people, topics, and issues that are important to you. And we certainly know that the economic impact that is being made in this community throughout the state and throughout the nation due to the coronavirus impact is immense. It's unprecedented. And it's being felt not just by businesses, not just by individuals, but also by our nonprofits that are serving many of the needy here in Southern Colorado. Joining me right now, we have Cindy Aubrey, who's the CEO of Pikes Peak United Way. And Cindy, I know listeners are very familiar in some ways with the United Way, but tell listeners how United Way, Pikes Peak United Way, supports this community in crisis times and really all year long.
Shannon, thank you. Pikes Peak United Way has been in Colorado Springs, almost like the Community Foundation, since 1922. United Way worldwide, United Way actually started in Denver at Mile High United Way.
I didn't know that.
We help people. Well, yeah, it did. And now it's all over the world, 1,800
right.
United Ways all over the world, but our local Pikes Peak United Way since 1922. And we help people. That's a big generic statement, but we help people in our community. We are what most call the community convener. We bring local organizations, nonprofits, many that we have here, and really fine organizations, government, faith-based churches, business, education, community leaders, and everyday people. We bring them together, their ideas and their resources. And with that, we work hard to improve lives, to help people improve their quality of life, and really to prevent people from entering into a life of poverty. We do this. Our focus is youth success and family stability, and that's a pretty big focus, but important, again, to keep people from entering into poverty. We have a strong, strong public policy council and a robust volunteer recruitment system. I would say we impact nearly 100,000 people every year. And our programs at United Way include our Community Investment Fund, and that's the fund that helps fund programs at around 30 local nonprofits. Our own programs are Colorado Springs Promise, which is there to increase graduation rates, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, and 211. And, you know, Shannon, people are in crisis year-round. This is a time when we have many, many people in crisis. And so United Way is geared up and ready to work in many ways.
And let's talk about 211, because in a time right now where a lot of people are even stymied on where do they call, who do they call, how can they get help, 211 is an excellent resource. Describe what it does.
Yes, so 211, you're right, it's a free confidential resource and referral line powered by Kent Credit Union and GE Johnson, and it offers information and services for people in our community. When people who have a need call 211, we have call navigators, and these are people who have been trained who guide folks through a process of explaining what resources are in our region. For instance, someone may call needing help with their rent. Our 211 specialist will have a list of agencies that can provide help, and that ebbs and flows. I mean, different agencies will step up providing help for that. People call for help with utilities. They need food. They need childcare. They need help with domestic violence, a whole range of things. And our 211 team has a list of over 2,000 local resources to help people. 211 exists all over the country. Our lines are local. So when you call 211 here in Colorado Springs, you get someone in Colorado Springs. They're housed at our Pikes Peak United Way offices. Right now, they're working remotely, but normally they're in the Pikes Peak United Way offices.
And if you're someone who's listening who has never turned to anyone for help, but this crisis is different, and you know that there may be an aspect of your life that does need shoring up, how would your 211 operators be able to guide someone through the process of interfacing with those organizations that might be able to provide resources?
So, Shannon, you're absolutely right. Right now, we are serving people who have never had to seek public assistance or any kind of help for food, for rent, paying their utility bill. So we are hearing from people who don't know what to do, and they will call and say, you know, I got this number. What do I do? Here's my situation. And so these call specialists will do kind of a triage with them, and they will, you know, ask about, you know, what can you pay for? And then we can connect you with the agencies that can help you. They want to know, where do I get food for my family when I have no money? We're seeing a spike in the need for rental assistance right now. And then right behind that is food. People are looking for food pantries and food distributions. And we have more seniors calling right now. I know you've probably seen the video of food distributions across the country, and there are hundreds of cars lined up. So people are looking just for a box of food.
Right. These are basic needs that people aren't sure that they can afford at this point. And certainly when you're down to your last couple of dollars, and perhaps you've been waiting for the government stimulus check, perhaps you're not even sure if you'll qualify for that stimulus check or get that money, or you're waiting because you're going to be waiting for the paper check. All of that just boils down to people being in more dire straits than probably they've ever been before. Where can listeners go if they'd like to learn more about Pikes Peak United Way's services?
Well, you know, the very best place, obviously, is ppunitedway.org. For those people who have access to a computer right now and access to the internet, ppunitedway.org. They can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. An easy one is really to call 211 and ask. You know, we are there for people. We want people to know they are not alone right now. And we have a lot of neighbors stepping up, you know, for the emergency relief fund, and people who are volunteering, giving things. They want to help their neighbors. And we're kind of that, again, that convener that's being able to connect a lot of people with resources.
It's heartwarming to know that our community does turn on that giving philanthropic channel the second that things do become dire. We saw it with the Waldo Canyon fire and the Black Forest fire, and we're seeing it again. We are talking to Mina Lieber with the Pikes Peak Community Foundation, as well as Cindy Aubrey. You just heard from her, the CEO of the Pikes Peak United Way. We're going to be hearing from more from both of them in just a moment. Right now, we need to take a break and get some of our commercial messages out to our listeners, as well as a check of your news, traffic, and weather. We'll be back after the break. And we're back again here on The Extra, the show connecting you with the people, issues, and topics that are important to you. And in Southern Colorado, as well as across the state and across the nation and the globe, we are dealing as one human race with the coronavirus pandemic and the impacts that it has caused. And certainly we are seeing the impact in terms of health, challenging our health and really causing a lot of people to fall sick and sometimes worse outcomes, as well as the economic impact that has been created by stay-at-home orders throughout our state, as well as in other states, as well as just the directive to stay close to home to prevent the spreading of coronavirus. And I'm pleased to have with me here on the show Cindy Aubrey, the CEO of Pikes Peak United Way, and Mina Liebert, who's the Director of Community Impact with Pikes Peak Community Foundations, two organizations that are dedicated to providing help, financial assistance, support assistance, resources to people who are finding themselves in need, perhaps when they have never faced this situation ever before. And Mina, this segment, let's talk with you. Just 30 days after the governor announced the state of emergency, the Emergency Relief Fund you mentioned earlier had raised $1 million, more than that, really. How many nonprofits have been awarded grants from this money, and what are the needs that you're funding?
Thanks, Shannon. So when emergency relief funds for El Paso and Teller counties, they get activated when there has been a local and state of emergency that's been declared. And our purpose of the Pikes Peak Emergency Relief Funds are really to provide either that immediate or mid or long-term support to organizations that are serving our most vulnerable. And Cindy really solidified the fact that the 211 calls that they're receiving for assistance for food and how to identify the food pantries that are close to individuals and rental or mortgage assistance, as well as the seniors that are just trying to find resources because they have either limited transportation or don't have access to maybe it's technology or don't have that social connection that they've had previously prior to the pandemic, this fund has really been able to activate and provide over 50 organizations. So far, we've funded 53, totaling over $770,000. And this is for both El Paso and Teller counties. Since March 20th, we've received over $4.4 million in requests. And these organizations that we are funding are providing truly direct service that are supporting basic human needs like food, like housing, utility assistance, transportation assistance. So the fact that our emergency relief fund is really mirroring what community members are requesting and asking for help on, and the fact that we have this partnership with the Pikes Peak United Way, as well as the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management, is really elevating partnership and collaboration at a whole new level. And the Pikes Peak Community Foundation is so proud to be helping to support in that.
And that is a very fast turnaround. I have done some work in grants for nonprofits, and that kind of turnaround on a very rapid basis is almost unheard of. Can you share some of the information on some of the nonprofits that have been awarded grants and maybe perhaps how that timeliness, how that quick turnaround is perhaps going to mean the difference?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, our partnerships have been really critical, and our initial gift from the Colorado Springs Health Foundation of $500,000 was really instrumental in activating our funds so quickly. Not only that, but the fact that the committee of individuals that are really going through grants, reviewing them every single week, we get a number of them. And the whole team, they're really intentional and really looking at whether or not these organizations that we are providing dollars to are really engaging these basic human needs for our residents in El Paso and Teller counties. So, you know, some examples, we're looking at, again, those direct service organizations that are truly supporting our most vulnerable population. So that includes families with young children and our older adults and our immigrant and refugee undocumented population, homeless adults and their homeless youth. And then there's also individuals that have been impacted by trauma, like domestic violence. We have military and veterans organizations and emergency personnel. So The Place, the Colorado Springs Food Rescue, Atlas Preparatory School, Early Connections Learning Center. I mean, these are direct service organizations that are on the ground working with their clients, working with individuals to try and figure out how they can provide as much resources and financial assistance as possible. Mm. We're just a small cog in this big wheel, but we are so grateful to all these organizations that are on the front lines, bringing the resources and providing very, you know, new and creative ways in which to engage because of the social and physical distancing issues that we're facing.
And all of this funding coming through donations, donations large and donations small, that can be made to the Emergency Relief Fund. I'm going to be telling our listeners how they can donate, but why don't you tell us, why is it so important to centralize our dollars during this time?
Yeah, so again, we always want to figure out ways to help. And when we created the Pikes Peak Community Foundation Emergency Relief Fund, it was based on previous experience that when we want to help, sometimes we don't know how. And if we can provide a one centralized resource, one place for people to say, if we give our dollars, we know that the individuals that are taking charge of that, we'd have trust in them. And we have an opportunity to really be able to support so many more organizations. And so while the best way to support is to donate either directly to the nonprofit organization that you're familiar with and or the Emergency Relief Fund, you know, it's really an opportunity to provide the United Way as well as Office of Regional Emergency Management the ability to really say that we're not only matching the needs of the community, but we are also experts in grant making. We're able to activate and deploy funds as quickly as possible by taking a holistic approach in response to a public health crisis. Mm. And we have strong relationships with our funders. And truly, we've been uniquely positioned to convene partners together, identify the most critical needs to fund. And really, the top priority is to fund organizations that are keeping residents in our Pikes Peak region safe, meeting their basic human needs, and those are things like our household goods, like paper towels and toilet paper and sanitizers, and ways in which families can continue to live their daily lives in the midst of all of this crisis.
Well, and coming to fill those needs and provide that safety net certainly is something that we all want to see continue. If you would like to find out more information or how to donate, we want to tell people you can visit ppcf.org. And you can also go there to find out much more about the Relief Fund. We're going to be talking more with Cindy Aubrey as well as Mina Liebert after the break. We got to take a quick break right now. We'll be back with more of The Extra after this. And as we ramp into the final segment of today's Extra show, we are focusing today on an important community resource, a couple of them here in Colorado Springs and in the Pikes Peak region. We are talking about the Pikes Peak Community Foundation and the Emergency Relief Fund, where we've been talking with Mina Liebert, who's the Director of Community Impact. We also are joined right now on the phone with Cindy Aubrey, the CEO of Pikes Peak United Way. We were talking, Cindy, a little earlier about how 211 is just such a critical source of information. Can you share what kind of information the Pikes Peak United Way is offering during this time? What is the greatest need that you're seeing right now?
Well, as far as the need, Shannon, there is a pretty vast landscape. And I will tell you, our United Way team right now is working closely with the Regional Office of Emergency Management. We actually have an agreement in place that in the event of a natural disaster or a catastrophic event, we stand up 211 and we take calls in the call center. Everyone's doing that remotely right now. And so we are taking calls. Our entire team is taking calls for El Paso County Public Health. So in addition to 211, our whole team is hearing from the community about questions they have about the coronavirus. And of course, our team, we're not health experts, so we navigate those calls and we send them either to public health or to another subject matter expert who can answer the questions. We have continuous debriefs to discuss these calls and how we best help people who are calling in. We're working 7 days a week. We have people on the phone 7 days a week, and we're working 5 days a week just to make sure that the calls are getting answered. We're working with other nonprofits. We're working with Care and Share, doing food distributions, working with Catholic Charities, Early Connections, 'Cause I Love You, Silver Key, Salvation Army, Crossfire Ministries. Together with these partners, we're serving people quickly, creatively, and pretty efficiently. And Mina talked about that. I think government can learn a lot from the nonprofits during this time, because things move pretty quickly. That money goes out fast from, you know, the community foundation. And working in that partnership, we're learning a lot from each other. We're bringing to the table, here's what we're hearing from people who are calling in, and these are new, kind of one-time callers, but here's what they need. And that's been, I think, helpful as we are listening to some of the people who have gone through a catastrophe, a disaster, and they need help, listening to other funders and making good decisions and making them quickly, because people need the help right now. Mm-hmm. 2 to 3 weeks is going to be too late. They need help right now.
Immediately, yeah. As we look to wrap up, do you have any thoughts on recovery? As you said, people need assistance now, but we're also looking to recovery mid and long term.
Well, at United Way, we say stronger together. And this community is going to work hard to recover, but it's not going to be easy. People have lost jobs. Businesses have closed. We need to be there for our neighbors. There are some fantastic initiatives currently under Survive and Thrive for businesses to receive loans up to $25,000. Colorado Springs has done very well securing loans through the CARES Act, and our Small Business Development Center is a tremendous help for small business, and Pikes Peak Workforce Center is doing all they can to help people find employment. There will be changes, and we have to prepare. We also, you know, now that we have to prepare better for the next event, and we hate talking about that, but we've learned a lot, and we can't forget the impact that that this health emergency has had. But, you know, we keep talking about keeping the faith. This is a remarkable city with a lot of hardworking people who know how to get it done.
Right. And certainly we applaud what you're doing to help all of us get it done. Cindy Aubrey, who's with Pikes Peak United Way, the CEO, as well as Mina Liebert, the Director of Community Impact, Pikes Peak Community Foundation. I'd like to thank my guests right now for bringing their information onto the show. If you would like to find out more, I'd like to direct you to their websites, ppcf.org. You can go there to learn more about applying for funding or how to donate, and ppunitedway.org for information on the support that's provided by local partners. As well, you can give a call to 211 if you have a question or a need that needs to be answered. 211 is an excellent resource. Just want to thank my guests again. You've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio.